Okay, good. Okay, we thank Shusha Rav, Rashmid, thank you, Ben, Bubakul, everyone who's here. Thank you for coming. Okay, so tonight we have to discuss. We have to discuss kittens. We'll take a dishman's army, Murray, I believe, so I'll come close to the dishman's Daniel Shayla, Pastor Yoshua Fowler. Kittens. What is the story with kittens? And what is the story with kidlaw? Okay.
Everybody
go home. Yeah, yeah, true. Okay. So let's learn the tour. Says the tour. Elu devarim sheyotzi behem yidei chalas matzah. So you can be yotzi matzah with five grains. Chitin, v'sorim, v'chusmin, v'shibol shuol, v'shipo. Avalol ba'orez v'dochem, v'shar minim. Millet. Millet.
Millet.
Do I know what millet is? No, but that's...
That's
how yeah.
Like
that's the most.
Orange is corn, right?
Orange is rice.
Rice? Oh, rice.
It's good.
Healthy.
What is it connected? What are they... What are the ones that are allowed connected?
No, there's the ones that are allowed are the ones that could potentially become common.
Based on, because they rise,
the texture
that rises,
and
rice doesn't rise.
Yeah.
Rice doesn't rise.
I forgot to call you back. I'll call you up. Give you a
share. You make rice bread, right?
I'll
call
you. Free, make rice bread and stuff.
Doesn't rice absorb the water and then
it
kind of expands?
Rice, we assume, is not, that can't become comets. Except for Rav Yochanan and Manuri, the pigment. So therefore, you can't make matzah out of rice because it can't become comets.
What's the makor here for this?
What is the
makor?
For what?
These are the things that you're
going to say. This is a Mishnah in Pesachim on page Lamed Hey Amud Aleph in Pesachim, 35a.
But it's based on what? Like, in other words, it's based that at that time when the Gemara was written
Shabbos says they did tests to see which ones would rise and which would. Shibol Shul. That was my one conversation I had with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Is what is Shibol Shul? Whether it's oats or not.
Cheerios.
I found. Yeah, my body's very stark. That it's, oats is not. It comes up a lot, you know, for people with celiac. So celiac, so some people get oat matzahs.
Yeah.
So some people, Rav Avadia's not, doesn't like oat matzahs.
Could you, by tangent, could you use oat milk on Pesach?
Oat milk. Oh, if you, how does that work, oat milk?
Because
like
people who are lactose
intolerant,
it's a big fad now.
Almond
milk, oat milk,
right?
Oat milk
came
very popular recently.
Yeah, I don't know too much about oat milk, but many people hold oats as comets.
Right.
Oat. Right. So that's the more common opinion. That it's comets, so oats.
Right.
It could be called comets.
Do you have raw
oats,
though?
Yeah, but the kosher that, you know.
That's something you should discard before?
Yeah, I get rid of all the stuff.
But you don't get rid of rice, also?
No.
What about things that are like corn, popcorn?
Kidneys I don't eat, but I don't get rid of. The Buddha also says, Kibyas. says all types of kipnius is okay. The H Osher Lechel Ora is a whole mini kipnius betapsha. So this is the middle of the Asu kipnius. We should be the chitim sarvimah, because a lot of times you can have kipnius and then kernels of pita could be mixed in. Chumra, so says the Torah, the Chumra Yisera Hizu, the low dog who came. That's the Torah. And he says it's too much of a Chumra. Low dog who came. However, you want to see the Rabbeinu, what the Rabbeinu Yerucham says. You ever learn the Rabbeinu Yerucham? I tell you what Rabbi Mandelbaum said to me once about the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Who was Rabbi Erich Mandelbaum? He was the librarian of NYU from 1948 to 1998. He was very close with him.
Was he blind?
No, he was not blind. That's another person who was blind.
That was another librarian.
He wasn't a librarian. He used to spend time in the library, but he was not a librarian.
Oh.
That's Rabbi Yosef Wodevsky. So I was once looking in the library for the Rabbeinu Yerucham. I was looking in the card catalog. We're on page 7. We're doing the Rabbeinu Yerucham. I was telling over a story from Rabbi Erich Mandelbaum. Rabbi Erich Mandelbaum, I once went over to him and said, where do I find Rabbeinu Yerucham with the card catalog? On the Reish, on the Yud. So what did he say to me? Tough! Because the name of the Sefer is Toldos of the Bacham. That's the official name of the Sefer, as we see the Shablot on page 6. Toldos of the Bacham. So he said to me, you look on the Tough. That's where you look. You don't look on the Reish, you don't look on... But he says, Sefer Toldos of the Bacham, Chibro HaFach HaBagorol, Rabbeinu Yerucham bar Reb Shulman. There it's a monster. So if you look at the Rabbeinu Yerucham in page 7, it says, Mutar asas kol mini tapshim, kol mini zilogi mei minim. You make a tapshim from all types of species except for the five. Mosim shalom shalom lechol oriz mini kibnia fibushul pesach, minik shtusu. So it's a bit exclusive, unless there's a big machmir for something, but I don't understand what. Fascinating, Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yeah, I mean there are shitas he's saying it's Tama, couldn't be Kibnius in general, he's saying. But the Torah also said, Lo Nom Lu Kang. Right, in other words, the Torah says, if he should be a chitin, Mu'rovim, right? You have... And the Beis Yosef quotes this Rabbeinu Yerucham. But then we have the smak. So here on page 3 is the smak, Sefer Mitzvahs Kotel. And usually most of the chidushim in the smak are at the bottom. And the bottom of the smak, on page 4, is the Rabbeinu Peretz. He's the bottom of the Hagosa. The Hagosa smak is the Rabbeinu Peretz. And usually when there's a chiddush that's from this, that's quoted in the Sefer, it's usually from the Rabbeinu Peretz. So the Torah said the reason that it gets mixed in. But he says,
that it gets
Now that's the tour. But Cesar made a parrot, a different reason. You see where the arrow is on the left side, page 4. He says, El Abitab Zerahu came into Kidnis Maisa Kedevahu, the Dogon Nabi Maisa Kedevahu. So Maisa Kedevahu means you make a porridge, you make a cake, you make hot cereal from kernels. So he says, so kidney is the same thing. You make so it's too similar. So osi lachufu, lahatir daisa. If you have daisa, hot cereal, a porridge, so you can make it from kidneys, you can make it from chita. So if you're going to come to use kidneys, you'll say, come to use it from chita mamet, and it'll be chametz. Anything that's similar to chita would be included in this gezeira. When he says, "Vidi the midgan, gam yesh mechamash shor dima lasos ben pas," kibo bechashim chamesh hamid. So these are similar things that you can make, things that you would make bread from, or a maisa kedeira, or a porridge from, and so on. So then, asi lachufin. Look at the Chumk Yaakov on page 9. He says, "Atam of war b'shem aposkim da'osru." Page 9, Osei here in the Chumk Yaakov. Shem the Dogon Maisa Gedera. Kipnius Maisa Gedera. Zeir ha'atuha. Again, Pa'am Yish Osei Pas. Osei Vachlufim Kedais. In other words, you make bread out of it. So we've seen two reasons to ask the kidneys. One is that the chitim, sometimes the kernels get mixed up in the beans and stuff like that. Or anything that you'll make a porridge from, a hot cereal from, or a bread from. So if you anything you could use in lieu of the regular ingredients, like instead of chita, you can make it from beans, stuff like that. So it's similar in that degree, so we're afraid you'll mix them up. So therefore, the bidding became ta'asim. What do you think? Just a minute. So even though Rabbi Yerucham didn't like this minhag, before he even said a bit of shush, but in my sense, it was a strong minhag.
He doesn't understand the shush that somebody would confuse with
it. Yeah.
Who do we think made the minhag? People started it, accepted it, or there a couple somewhere that people should do this?
I just think maybe the people started. You know, it's one of
the... Like my turf. Oh. So the same thing, the people just started this.
Yeah. So the people started because maybe they were afraid of these reasons. That they make mistakes. And these are...
I know in Morocco, I was told that they eat beans, but they won't eat rice. And the reason was they used to...
good.
Yeah.
Read.
I saw that and
Interesting. Because my mother's family is from Turkey, and yet they never had rice on the fish. You know, they're, you know. So I guess in different places, they have different, different food hobbies. Now, okay, so we have to see. All right, that's a, so that's what we have to see more. So what should we look at? Okay, so let's see. Let's look in page 11 in the pre-begotten. I tell you, the godless, you know, the godless are emotional feinsteiners. And he knew every pre-begotten before the Friedman Shulchan Aruch came out. The Friedman Shulchan Aruch makes the pre-begotten, you can see it. Before that, you can't even see it. And it's so bekitzer. So I had a whole machlokas with somebody in my shir today about Pshat and the Prima Gadim, and what, you know, we were going through each line. And so look what it says here on page 11. Mashakoni aired apple.
Potato.
Right. Aired is the ground. Apple, the apple of the ground. What's the apple of the ground? Oh, you see? Aired apple. It says, Kenduma Shadogim Heter. He thinks that the vinegar is to be made of potatoes. I mean, that would be potato starch.
That's everything.
That's everything today. Yeah. The potatoes are big. They don't have like little kernels. Now you're afraid that it's going to be mixed in. These are the terminals to them. And what about coffee? Coffee, maybe that's kidneys. Coffee beans. What do you think? My wife is a coffee drinker. I'm not a coffee drinker. She's also sushi. Not sushi. Kidneys I have during the year. Yeah. What do you say? Yeah, I don't have one. We'll see. Takes things slowly. So they're too big. Lays little terminal is true. Makavi dog in heter. So he says that he thinks you can be mako. He thinks that you can the vinegar can make on potatoes and make of coffee. That's what the people got himself. But that's Rashman that he had a question. There was a suffix in his mind. Because coffee beans. Maybe that should be kidneys. And potatoes. Coffee I can see more than potatoes. So Patricia, can you say we have
some difference between a potato and a carrot?
But if you look here in the Prima Gadim, there's another place in the Prima Gadim here on page 12.
Why do you select potato? What's the pshat for potato?
Well, the simple pshat of potatoes is potatoes you make bread out of. You make cookies out of. That's a Pesach. Most of the when I was growing up, you had a lot of cookies you get in the store that were the matzah meal. But now, not so much anymore. You have to be hard pressed to find cookies in the store that are matzah meal. You know, Stripes used to have matzah meal, cookies. But today, you'd be very hard pressed.
Well, almond flour,
to find cookies that are made out of matzo meal. Those are all potato starch, a lot of it. So look at what it says, Shtias Cafe on page 12. Shtias Cafe, Nogi Hetter. That's what he said. He ate replaced the whole. I was afraid something's mixed in. Then you look up this Chuk Yosef. I probably can find it in the library. Chuk Yosef. That's such a famous sefer to my knowledge. The Chuk Yosef is machre. Well, so now you want to see the famous Chayyadim. Patricia, you want to see the famous Chayyadim? We'll see the famous Chayyadim. On page 13. Let's see what it says. Shailah, Shnas, Tov, Kuk, Samach, Vav. We'll talk about it. Shinizrabu, Gisham. There was a lot of rain. Hayadoch, Godol, Adim, Shaloya, Be'ev, Shalom, So, Chitim, Kshayr. You couldn't find chitim kshayr because a lot of the chitim were split open, and it was so much rain there was a chashash chametz in all the chitim. So the question is, if yesh lahatir lechol kitnias min retzka, what's min retzka? Shenis pashe hamdunik lechol ashkenaz et sofer shalol yachol mepesach. So the question is, can we be made to have kidneys? It's better to have kidneys than it is to have chametz. You know? Better to have, because the chitim was a safek chametz. So, if you take a look, we have a whole discussion. But take a look here on page 14. He says, "V'shamati shebekal kadosh purdo v'shnas tafkuf lamin aleph v'shehaya rav gadol v'ashkenaz." There was a big famine. V'shiva bezdin v'tiru bulbas. They matted potatoes. This is when I was in my college. So one of the best classes I took was Yiddish with Professor Hoffman. You ever take Yiddish with Professor Hoffman? Yeah. Bulbas. Mit Wache, Bulbas. There's a whole song about bulbas. About potatoes. Bulbas. Bulbas. You didn't take the class with Professor Hoffman.
I was in Marzutra's class
for a week. Every Stein and the Stein, Stark and Stein, they borrowed from God's house. We had a say over them about the capital from the Yeshaya, the Yiddish. That's one of the best classes they had in the college, with Professor Hoffman's Yiddish. Can you imagine that his wife was my son's teacher and brought us? It was 40 years later, but in the same generation. You know, amazing. Like, I should have the same, it's not a daughter, it's the same as like my kid. So there was a big famine in Ashkenaz. The Hoshivu Bezdin. So they tear bulbas.
But it was us.
The Korim aren't able. If Ashkenaz ain't all from Kokah, Yam came bulbas, Kisham also came up with him. You see, in Ashkenaz, they would eat bulbas on Pesach. Because Sham also came up with him. So it's so funny how. World, you know, in Germany they wouldn't have potatoes on Pesach, and today That's all we have. And there was a special time and they had to be matzah. You know, it was a famine, so they didn't have what to eat, so they matzahed potatoes and... Right, it was a shasar chak, they matzahed potatoes. They hoshivu bezdin, Patricia, they hoshivu bezdin, matzahed potatoes. But you're right. But it wasn't that year, they didn't eat potatoes, because potatoes, you make cake out of it. So it's so also a chlufi.
Wow.
And then it just stays for forever.
If Ashkenaz ate all from Gaki, boom. It reminds me of Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the idea of having multiple people say Kaddish together came because one of the, this used to be the minhag, like the chef that goes with boys and one person at a time. But then there were so many people, when there was a pandemic, there were so many people dying, and they needed so many people, so that's how they started, that multiple people, they couldn't do it. You know, the regular situation, they were not, you know, you could have, you know, say one Kaddish, and they'll split up the Kaddishim. But it, so many people were dying in the pandemic, so that's how they started the, that how people have brought it down, how people have set it over. That started multiple, multiple, except for the smart and we weren't for that. Because Ashkenazim were not. But even the Ashkenazim started because of the, you know, Rabbi Kivega said they could do it. Because or else they were going to say Kaddish. There's too many people saying Kaddish. There's not enough Kaddishim to go around. But you see, the Chai Adam held. It's not the Chai Adam hell, that was the Metzias. That was, you know, people say, oh, the Chai Adam Shita, the Chai Adam Shita. That was the Chai Adam Shita, that was the Shita of the world.
Maybe he lived the Chai Adam, what was he talking
about? No. Danzo?
Because he also had his minnow valid.
Right? He dashed his name over with Nam Kim Bubus, Kisham, also Kemach. So here, for sure, we make chemofam, but yet we know. Hi. So that's what he says.
Why didn't stay with Doris?
Why didn't stay with Doris? That's a good question. Well, the people, look, the Prima Gadim said you can be Mako. Bottom line is, you have the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says it doesn't have the tsura of the kernel, like,
usually
you
use
potatoes
for
carbash,
after that
of them.
Celery.
Yeah. Well, okay, so that was the Prima Gadim Shita.
But what did they use the year before? It's not their minnow, potatoes are
minnow. No, so the, those that didn't have the minnow, used other things. For, those that held that it as kidneys, so they didn't have potatoes.
Can't use any.
Yeah, they used other things. So the simple shot is that it doesn't have a tzura of kidneys. Kidneys are only the small, that's what the Prima Gadim was saying, small things.
Yeah.
But the big things don't have a tzura, so it's not going to be, you're not going to mix it up. Yeah. Even though you make flour out of it, but stock is a big thing.
Well, he says you're not going to combine. He's not going to be able to combine. He's talking about that it doesn't fall away because they're
and if you look at the Levushi of Mordechai, it's one of the Chashuv Svarim. But Mordechai Leib Winkler, in the Hungarian world, this is a very Chashuv Sefer. In the Lithuanian world, I don't know if it's Svarim. In the Hungarian world, Levushi of Mordechai is one of the Gedolim. He talks about this music. His Raisi, second era, Moscow, one of the heavy machine makes Yosef, the other thing is also be better of Kemach. Another reason for kidneys is because you make things that whatever you make flour out of, That's kidneys. And very close to Chayodim. Chayodim says that. Come and say Chayodim Ashkenaz. Shall no lechol air apple.
But even though that onions and the cauliflower would be considered kidneys.
Yeah. But the people go to this make, don't they? But they were. So this is a fascinating thing. Well, so let's take a look. The Sefer Hevel Nachalasa, right? That's where you have to look. Really, we should look at the Marshad, but let's start with the Hevel Nachalasa. He's like, that's a contemporary Sefer. Page 21. Hakiru of a Pesach. So what's the story with Kinua? So he has a whole discussion. He discusses the various different reasons to Asr. So one of the big questions is things that they didn't have in the old days, right? There's a Moshe Teshuva here on page 23. Nafi ha'igus Moshe, yesh v'hatez kol shibushe akinu ha'bein l'mafe v'tavshu v'in l'shem v'in l'sal v'in l'okos v'hu nofot rak v'shonim ha'achronis. V'af ha'achroni ha'achronim kimaz v'lo hikivuah. This is a new thing. Too modern. So if you have that approach, then a lot of things they didn't have it way back, and then when the minhag started, so then maybe because the last. But they said ulam.
Can I new invention?
What?
It was a new invention.
Let's see. Ulam yeshach ron shanav lesser kol mid kidney assumption is galgam rak biyamenu. He says, but other achronos say no. If it fits the criteria, that's it. It doesn't matter that they had it, they didn't have it. He says, Zichroni, bottom 2 lines. In fact, Shloshim Shana Sha'aldi has gone from Betzal Zolti, the Ezra Zolti, who is the Rav of Yerushalayim, Al Shem Haria, Rav Hazer Bechlam Nechol. What is that? Yes, we asked it. But let's look, I want you to look at the footnote 4 on page 24. Oros Harav Adon of Yaakov Ariel. He once came to YU for Shabbos. We sat in the cafeteria together. I think he also down with me in the Kalbach. We did. Mikdam Chacham, Rav Chuvas, Yaakov Ariel, Ramat Gan. So he says like this, Gam tiras hu lechem amir amerikai. Corn. That's an American invention. Lo hi yadu l'chazal. Chazal didn't know from corn. When the post came, Isikitnius. It's made Givu America. Columbus discovered America. No, so Columbus discovered America, and now we have corn. Right? But before Columbus,
no corn.
And the cold said, Nogobo is a kidneys. Tihu, the zone of Haikari, shall ha Indians.
Indians, I don't know.
That's what they ate, right? Mark corner of the carb. The next of Kalechem Avur. That was their main staple. Okay, goes for both. So that's why the bit of, we don't eat corn. Who eats corn? You eat corn? You eat corn.
I'll pay some.
No. I understand. So he says, then, for Aser, the bidding is to Aser Hur, we should Aser Kinma. Of Yaakov Ariel.
Kinma was found in America also, or something like that?
One second. He decreased eight cell Indians in the rural of America. Let them. We consider that lesson, that's their staple. Okay, that's about Chakirma and Midogam. Ulam Hafanam, God did his rule, Hose Yidula, Osim, and Satiris, and came far from them at Kinwa. The Kinwa is also like a mean day, it's like little pieces, you know. And if, so, right, so if you're, you follow this idea that, no, we're not going to ask them anything that they didn't have with Mahazal, so okay. So then, but Yaakov Ariel points out, but the bidding is not. The bidding is not to follow that sheet, really. Or else we should mop their corn. We don't mop their corn. So then we should mop their kinema.
You don't mop your corn because it wasn't something you do about.
Yeah.
That has to do with the fact that we make
corporate. That could be a different svar. That could be a different svar.
What about string beans?
String beans?
String bean bread.
Yeah.
You don't make bread with string beans?
Yeah.
Beans.
Right. So beans could be, well, beans.
Like
yeah. So it could be maybe either of these reasons could be enough. Maybe you don't need to. I should ask. You know. I didn't do enough homework to see what he actually did.
So the corn is not meant to make bread out of this?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah. You can make bread, it's a...
Yeah, there's a similar...
Similar, like...
Little,
like dogan, like little kernels, so to speak. Yeah, so that's another thing. Right, so tarovus. Right, so those are two things. May kidneys and tarovus kidneys. And if we see, let me see if we have the page here. You look in the show, let me see if I, yeah, look at Shulchan Aruch.
The coke they make
for
Pesach,
the non-kosher.
The non-kosher,
that's what we're going
to do. For sugar.
So the Shulchan Aruch says, page 10, in my mind, it would be a poshut that ain't most of the evidence is not coming for chatashah.
What
is? Page 10. If it's not coming for chatashah, I look at the Chok Yaakov. The Russian Arab, the Ramon, Mashmah, the field like a shishu. Can't keep butter a field by field. Any Tarovas kidney is really should be mutter, even if you don't have shisha. Hey, best friends, I'm home. So, if it's a taruvus of kidneys, I mean, the minute given them with machber, the lotion is enos from bidyevi. But it could be like Ravari always would say, because yeah, it could be the taruvus kidney is mutter.
But somebody bought regular coke and think that tastes like
yeah. Or you could say that maybe you should hold that aside.
Just get the yellow one.
You get the other one. Whereas, options don't have options. If you don't need it, you're going to have to probably throw it away. So maybe in that case, they, you know, but in this case, you could. If you keep it for after Coke will last.
What if it's after you open the bottle?
And there's a tshuva here, the Marshak has a whole tshuva here about make kidneys and taruvas kidneys. Yeah. Right, so those are other.
I think I've cooked it with a lot of them. I saw the dish that they even allowed a few years ago, they allowed rice cake.
Yeah. See, my sheet is you have to be machmer because since there's people that want to get rid of it, there's people out there that really want to get rid of it.
Late.
Yeah. They want to get rid of it. For Ashkenazim. There are people out there, I'm telling you.
They're fighting to get rid of this.
Yeah. They can't deal with that too much.
I remember growing up around Marshall 1 year, so I think that's true. Yeah.
Was it a famine?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Huh? It's pretty wild.
Yeah, take a look at the Chasam Sofer where he writes on page 27. On the left side. Hinei HaKadmonim on the left side of page 27. Hinei HaKadmonim Hanam Ra'u B'Dorosav She'enam B'Kim HaMonim HaHafrish Ben Min L'Min Ha'amdu Basra HaKol. And they put the French here, so they said everything. Kol She'kem B'Dorosainu Elam Shemismata Atayra Ba'Bekiyas. Bekiyas means the key is to differentiate. He said you should burn the food that has corn in it. Why are you so stark about this? Amar shehu sover shehu chomitz gomlo kichitim.
Why?
You didn't explain it just that. You came, ha'adok hazeh, 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 they have gone, Kalkadosh, pure the Dann kam Abba und Paris mit Abba Zer, und sie hat Abba Beragol und Kodesh Elisa. Sie kam, so they had so they asked him all these things. He says, all these communities. They saw a person. He says, call the footnote. He says, footnote for power. Call Bokham Shasham Ashkenazim, Kibu, Vikibu, Alem, Eisar, and now. It is a blight. Isser Olobis, Evil Heter. Call a poor together, Yishkeru Nochash. Kick it to a bottom place, Lord. Asusa. No cure. Nikol, as a subject word, the Shakti Yogi, the Tan, Hakobus, and Kochia, all the prayer and the prayer of Ozzy, Shamasi, Bershem, Ewa. So there was very strong, Kabbalah here. And he writes here, the Chassid Sofer from page 26. He say, Nasalam Torah Sebes, Chai Olam Lotab Zepayim. So what does that mean? Hashem gave us Torah Sebes. He didn't want to be Toys Baruch Shema. That's what we got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Chai Olam, and Libdo Gedorim Lefni Hazman, Lotab Zepayim. Yishlan Meshus, Lefi Ayosher HaNochon, He says, so we need the Torah service, and we need, that's the objective from the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but then the Chai Olam is the Gdol Dorim of Hazman, what the Chacham received. Many years ago, Rav Lichtenstein gave a shiur in the fourth floor of the library. He called it Torah's Emes and Torah's Chesed. Basically, he spoke about the Hakdam of the Tzois. That was the idea of the, like when the Rambam said something, what he meant, or the idea of other interpretations, but when there was the Torah's Emes of what was the original intent. So he had a whole,
shiur. I went to the Raja of St. Martin and hugging our conscience place,
then the Mach. Yeah, that's the machlokes between the pre-chadash and the pre-Torah. The pre-chadash says, minig is only a minig hamach, it's not minig hamach or anything, minig hamach. That's pre-chadash.
Therefore, he argued that Eretz Yisrael Minhag is not Minhag Hashana. Minhag of Eretz Yisrael was Fireman. It's Yoshei, a big old Fireman. In 1800.
Right.
So that the people in Eretz Yisrael were keeping the Minhagim of the Fireman. So, according to that logic, should Ashkenazim not be not to the kingdom of Eretz Yisrael? All the people that go to Eretz Yisrael, all the restaurants that serve the kingdom of Eretz Yisrael, yeah, fine. And then they go on. They were in Kabul, Shula, and Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah. But the answer to that, I mean, the people are going, they're going back home then.
Right. In this Makom. In this Makom.
Right, the question of Minhag HaMakom might be only if you stay. Okay, let's talk about people who are living in Eretz Yisrael. So then you have more of a Sfarah to say that. So then what are you going to say to the cross to meet him? Came too late. They came too late.
guess they didn't think that I sure why they didn't think that.
Right. Right. Question is, could you... Yeah, that requires a lot of thought about this. You know, to me, it's one of the most fascinating things about the Gros' influence in the Torah world after. He wasn't the Rav of Vilna, he wasn't the Shtatro. He had his little cloys there, and he had Talmidim, and then the Talmidim went to Israel. The idea of, well, the Hagia had grown, took off, and that's Israel. They tell us that the Hagia had grown. But, no, we do believe that Kidney is, you know, Zabina Kadam, and, you know, and you see the Lashon of the, you know, what it said, it's the Kubal and the Kol, the was Ashkenaz. The other question is, if you have a Kehila in an in Eretz Yisrael that's following their ancestry from there, so does it mean that the Sfarim were there first, so every they get every inch of land? Mm. Or we make a Kehila also, so now we have our Kehila.
They were second place.
Yeah. I heard once the Rav speak about his uncle's minhag of keeping up the shaving in the United States.
He kept it.
But my uncle said is logically correct. Something like that. I heard him say that. So one day I was sitting in shiva and he was speaking about the Brisk Rav's shita and keeping up the shaving. Because you, the Rambam sheets, you know there was this piece of this area was the Yushav, this was the Mikdash, but it was the Minig there. So, see, there was an idea of them having different places, having different Rambam. Remember, what was it built up? Was it built up? And it's a theory. Yes. But, I don't know. But I think the idea is that we have to be machmir. Because there's a pirtza.
No potatoes.
Nope.
Yes, yeah, so potatoes somehow. But potatoes, I think, you know, it could be so much of the prima donna. Because they're not the tzura of.
Chinwa
is. Chinwa is very similar. That means against Chinwa. Yes, yes. Yeah.
What's the
Shiva
of you?
What's the Shiva of the Kimwa? The Shiva of the Kimwa is coffee, and the Shiva of bulbous. The real name bulbous. Imagine if we would take on the sheet of bulbous potatoes. We have to have potato starch. Then what are you going to have?
Meat.
Then we put people in the Asa Gebrox. You know, there could be nothing left for them.
Constipation.
Okay, but the key is we should be kaiyim the mitzvah of Yidurim, and we should be zochet to nocham and amstachim and amizvachim, as she agia kir tamam amizvachach al ratzam. Yel chashir kadash al pedusenu al pedusnav shenu. Eretz Yisrael should be meshumer in all types of pegara, and we should be able to sit in peace, and yeshivas should thrive and learn Torah. And without any distractions, as a Shemitah's Torah.
Mm-hmm.